7 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday morning. This is the first full week of August 2012. The 6th of August is upon us, and my job, along with my colleague Mr. McFadden, who's here because Jennifer Horn has gone on some weekend trip. She's on an escapade.
An excursion.
An excursion. And Rich is back from his escapade and excursion to yet another killing, a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. Is there anything new here? No, we just identified another crazy person. That's all there is here. What else is there? What else? What is there about these things? What is there about now? We refer to them as tragedies. We see the body count. We wonder about the news media sensationalizing the shootings to make people more full of fear than they already are, or more than they need to be. What are your thoughts? 800-510-8255. I'm determined not to spend a lot of time on this. One wonders, Rich has been in Colombia for the past 2 weeks. We've heard for years, decades, about the violence there. Colombia is not considered a first world country. Nope. By many, it's considered a third world country, even though it's pretty progressive. They've straightened themselves up a lot. How are we any different than Colombia when you get right down to it? Although this is not a drug killing.
Right. Everything down there was
all about drugs.
It's the military, it's the paramilitaries, or the drugs.
Yeah.
One of the two. It's either anti-government or drugs.
So here we have people. I just read the galley for a book about this fellow Holmes, who was responsible for this last mass murder in Colorado. Already there are books out on him. And in the, I guess the situation in Wisconsin, a bit different in that the shooter, who has not been identified yet, to the best of my knowledge, was shot and killed by the police. So in this circumstance, there's not a lot of hand-wringing about what to do with the person, whereas with Holmes, most people think he should be put to death. There are a lot of pointing of finger activity. Is that, does that make sense? Is that a phrase all right? Yeah. There's a lot of people who say some knew at the University of Colorado what a crackpot this kid was, James Holmes. And that, in fact, one of his psychiatry professors had received a serious threat of imminent physical violence against persons from this fellow Holmes, who was her patient. So you look at some of these things and you look at the concerns that people have. There's the discussion of gun control, which inevitably and invariably comes up.
It's already started.
Everybody is talking about the, I've got a post open, Richie, and the fellow says, gun grabbers waiting already to try to ram through new federal magazine bans, as with the situation in Colorado. Now, this fellow, the shooter in this case, used a handgun, not an automatic rifle. But it isn't the gun that was the focus of the Colorado shooting. It was the ammunition, ammo sales, and how people are getting them, and, you know, whether there's another fight here, and the NRA just using this to capture people's attention so they can raise more money. You look at some of the videos that are around, and the suggestion from another blogger, can you and I afford to wait to get serious? Can we just take for granted we'll be able to derail the gun grabbers' quick snap schemes in the future? Do you really want to find out? And that's a post from the National Association for Gun Rights, which is the same as the NRA.
There is a conversation, though. How does a guy who is obviously troubled, as this guy is,
which one are we talking about? We're talking about Holmes now.
Yeah. Well, the one who was seeking psychiatric help and
That's Holmes.
Had threatened imminent bodily injury to that therapist.
Yeah.
How did he get a gun? And hey, listen, anybody who wants a gun is going to be able to get one legally or illegally. But did he get one legally? And if he did, how did that fall through the trap?
Yep. It's a question we keep asking ourselves. Look at the headlines today. I'm looking at the Associated Press and the focus on this, Reuters, and the focus on this. Seven dead in shooting at Wisconsin Sikh temple. So people not even knowing what a Sikh is.
They aren't Muslims.
They are not. There is a special group, if you will, but they're confused with some of the sects. For example, we ran up against three different sects in Iraq. There are as many different sects in the Muslim religion as there are probably in Protestantism. But this isn't one of them, interestingly enough. They wear turbans, I think, in some circumstances, don't they?
And they have beards. Which usually confuses them with.
And you know what? It's very interesting. Thinking about head cover, think about the last Hasidic Jew that you saw. Always wearing a big hat, always has a beard. What's the difference in thinking about how appearance is from some of these religions that we know very much about, admittedly, here in America? It is just amazing what we don't know and what we don't understand. And frankly, because we don't know who this guy is that did the shooting yesterday, don't know anything about him because he hasn't been identified. And so there's lots of wasted speculation, lots of news media, blah, blah, and so on it goes. But the fact that seven people are dead in another mass shooting is unacceptable in a so-called civilized society.
You know, I often try to think back if this is a new phenomenon, and it's not.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, these kinds of...
The news media is what makes a difference. Really.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Or you Facebook, know, things like that.
I remember when I was a kid in the 70s hearing about one of these here locally where a guy just walked into the middle of an intersection with a couple of guns and just started going crazy.
Yeah.
And but I think you're right. I mean, I think historically, I don't know if it happens with more frequency now, but I think it does because of the press that they got, the sensationalism.
Yeah. Who agrees with that? 800-510-8255 with the Good Day program. Top topics of the day. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, 14 past the hour.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. It's the worst.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. We're having a conversation about the Sikh temple shooting. Richie's been doing a little review of the Sikh group. What is you the people who are Sikhs? S-I-K-H.
Well, it's, for those who know, I mean, I didn't know a whole lot about it. I knew of it, but didn't know a whole lot about it. It's religion that originated in the 15th century in the Punjab region of South Asia, mostly India. There are the populations around the world of Sikhs in different countries, and mostly in India, 19 million are Sikhs there. In the United Kingdom, 760,000 Sikhs live there. In the United States, 700,000 Sikhs, and then 600,000 in Canada, and then it dribbles off around the world to, you know, 20,000, 30,000.
Interesting that a lot of Sikhs and Muslims have found a home in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Northwest Ohio.
Right.
That's very interesting. I don't even know why. Anybody got suggest what is there about that area that seems to be appealing, or why have they settled there, the original? And then they just grow. Their communities grow because the first settlers go to a particular area. But why did they go to this area? 800-510-8255 brings us Daniel in Owensboro, Kentucky. Welcome to Good Day, sir. Hi.
How's it going?
I just
want to make a comment. More people's died in Chicago in the last 24 hours with the gun ban there than the shooting yesterday. I think more guns, less crime, and I'm pretty well sure it's proven.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel makes a great point, though. We don't hear about...
What goes on in each individual city.
Right. You always hear about murder. You know, you watch the evening news. There was a killing. There was a killing. There was a killing.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the bad parts of the neighborhood, you don't hear about that stuff. And there are lots of murders that go on every day that they don't report just because it's a part of daily life.
I'm looking at the Boston Herald headlines from this morning. And four of the five headlines have to do with this temple shooting that I'm reading online. Isn't that interesting? And then you look around at the New York Times. There's always some killing in there. I look at a lot of local newspapers as well as the national stuff in order for me to get a sense as to what's going on. And, yeah, the New York Times has a story or two or three here, looking at the headlines. The most emailed stories from their website are all about the Milwaukee shooting. And so when people are on the hunt, they'll see this sort of thing and grab it. Now I'm looking at the Boston Globe. They've connected a local man with what happened in Wisconsin. That's always something else that happens.
Mm.
The weekend fire, weekend shooting, you know, that kind of stuff. And I've gone to the BBC, Richie, just for the heck of it.
Well,
and
yeah,
the number one headline there is this shooting.
Sure.
In Wisconsin, it's very interesting because the two top headlines on the BBC both have to do with America. Number one, the shooting at the mosque, and number two, NASA successfully landing that huge robot.
Yeah, it's like a car.
Yeah, it's the size of a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Touching down on Mars. So that's some good news. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
E! News is sending Kim Kardashian's stepdad, Bruce Jenner, to cover the Olympics. Of course, there's already a bit of controversy after it was revealed that part of his face was actually made in China.
Right. So and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia has ruled that Saudi Arabian women for the first time ever can compete at the Olympics, but only in sports that meet standards of women's decency. Right now, the only Olympic sport that does that, male figure skating. That's the only
You see this story about Marlon Esparza, I believe is her name?
No.
Marlon Esparza is a U.S. medal hopeful at the London Games. She's going to make her debut today. She is a female boxer and yet a cover girl for Young Women's Magazine. Apparently very interested in if she puts on makeup and perfume before she goes out into the ring. So that's probably an interesting reality to check out. Meanwhile, other things at the Olympics that people will be talking about today. Serena Williams had a big weekend, won gold in the singles tourney and taking another gold with her sister Venus in the doubles.
I saw both of those matches. Very
Did you?
Cool.
You thought they were good?
Yeah, oh yeah. Good stuff.
Track and field, Jamaica has a competitor named Usain Bolt.
Yep, fastest man on the planet.
Apparently. 100-meter dash, 9.63 seconds.
Yep. Guys, unbelievable.
Fastest American came in third. His name is Justin Gatlin.
Yes.
Jamaican's also the fastest woman in the world. Meanwhile, Jamaica's been creamed by Tropical Storm Ernesto this weekend. In case you haven't heard that story, 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds. And the folks in Central America, Honduras, Grand Cayman Islands, and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula are going to get the brunt of that during the course of this week. You'll expect to see lots of news coverage of whatever death and destruction that thing brings about.
So, I missed something, being out of the country.
You didn't miss Michael Phelps and what happened with him, right?
No, it's good, guys. Amazing.
Yeah.
When did field hockey become an Olympic sport?
Well, women's field hockey and men's field hockey, I don't think, is in.
No.
But women's
field
hockey.
Also, there's this game I saw yesterday. It's a mix between basketball and hockey, where they have this mini basketball that they have to dribble every now and then, but basically it's hockey and they use the ball in their hands. I have no idea what this game even is. And it's an Olympic sport.
Women's field hockey. Let's see here. The Pan American Games in Guadalajara saw the U.S. come out as number one. Apparently beat Argentina to win the first international gold medal. And that's when it came to the surface in America. I'm looking at a picture of a couple of these young women who are in their 20s. And they are sort of like the young lady I was just talking about who's a boxer. Very attractive, but yet very, how do we best put this? They are focused on their physicality and what it takes. Apparently, this is rough stuff, and there's no protection, really, for, you know, the field hockey sticks and the ball that goes back and forth looks like a tennis ball. But the two young women who seem to be most at, Lauren Crandall and Katie O'Donnell.
Apparently, men's field hockey is an Olympic sport, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the Michael Phelps discussion.
Yeah. Is that amazing?
Yep.
22 medals.
Yep. So here's where it stands right now. The United States has 60 medals. The Chinese have 61, been back and forth over the course of the first week. Great Britain's in third place with 37 total medals. Russia's got 35 total. Japan, 27. France, 25. Among the gold and silver, let's see here. China's got 30 gold, U.S. 28. Silver, 17 in China, 14 in America. Bronze, 14 Chinese, 18 Americans. So neck and neck. That's what people want. They want to know, okay, how are the Chinese doing?
I want to boo the Chinese and the Russians.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Let's do it. One big boo.
Boo.
Boo. Good sportsmanship. Here we are. 28 after on Good Day.
Sorry.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. People always ask me the best place to book hotel rooms or buy airline tickets. What I always tell them is, it's not just about the price, it's about the value. You see, it all starts with the booking process. Sure, you can use your card to collect frequent flyer miles or hotel loyalty points, but you also need to check whether that card has other benefits attached to it. For example, if you use a Visa Signature card to book with participating hotels, you automatically get access to free perks. And while it may seem counterintuitive, sometimes a room upgrade is more likely when you're running late. When it's late in the day, the hotel managers know exactly what their inventory may be. Now, you've heard me rail about how the airlines have made it nearly impossible to redeem those frequent flyer miles. But mileage junkies know that it's not actually about the free ticket, it's about gaining elite status on the airline. The higher the status, the easier it is to get those free upgrades and priority seating. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on autotrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever, See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This hour of the Good Day program is to go through as many of the top topics of the day, things that you may not have been connected to one way or another, or not heard a lot about, so you can sound conversationally intelligent when you may confront or engage someone in a conversation about some of these things that are going on. Try to bring you up to date on the Summer Olympics. Story at DougStephan.com today, Richie. London businesses starting to wonder where all the tourists have gone.
Really?
A lot of people have found that the approximation, or at least the promised 10 million people that would come for the Olympics, nowhere near. If there are an extra million in London, that's a lot, because London's pretty crowded anyway.
Right.
But there were a lot of people who said, oh, we'll bring 10 million people into England for the Olympics. Not the case. There have been a lot of people talking about how many empty seats there are, and what's happened with that? Why are there so many corporate interests who bought up a lot of seats, even though they aren't sending people there because it's too expensive?
Wow.
You buy seats to support the Olympics, but if you know what it costs to go to even if there's nothing special going on in London, it's very, very expensive place. That country is very expensive. England itself, taxes and stuff. I love the country.
Well, and the dollar doesn't help.
Right, and the dollar valuation is not great either. So that's part of what's going on with regard to the discussions about the Olympics and the faring of people. I was looking at some of the other results here. Disappointment in the women's vault final. Michaela Maroney came in silver. U.S. women's, what is, what's EP fencing? E-P-E-E.
EPE fencing?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of fencing that is.
Somebody can help us with that. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, speaking of other, I don't know if NASCAR, do you call that a sport?
Yes.
NASCAR racing, why?
Yes. It's competitive. It's fast.
Yeah, it is fast. Yeah. Lightning strike after the race yesterday killed somebody at the Pocono Raceway. 10 people were struck by lightning. You know how that happens in so many circumstances every year, and nobody really knows. I've had cows killed by lightning in the pasture on my farm.
Really?
And they've been struck. Never mind just, you know, what happens under a tree.
Stakes.
Yeah, right. No, but there are electric fences that attract lightning. And there are, but a cow can be standing out if a cow is by itself or any being. I was working, I got to tell you, I was a little worried about it. Saturday, we had some lightning starting late in the day, and I happened to be working, where the heck was I? I was close to metal, though I know that. And, oh, I know, I was cleaning out a wagon, a feed wagon, and it's all metal. And I was holding on to the tire.
Nice.
Just, you know, it seemed to come into my mind, this is a metal wagon, but if I'm holding on to the tire and metal strikes the wagon, I won't be affected by it. But there's just a lot of wild weather this year, for sure. Two people in doing this Twitter thing, Richie, they were on their way to the hospital after they'd been struck by lightning. One of the people, after he tweeted, died.
Really?
Yeah. The track had posted warnings on its Twitter page, too, near the end of the race, encouraging people who were following at the park to seek shelter because severe lightning and heavy winds had blown into the area. So isn't this another interesting reality about how these social media sites are being used? And so many people are on Twitter. It's not the case in Jamaica where they had Tropical Storm Ernesto over the weekend because not a lot of people using it there. But where the iPad, iPhones, smartphones are available, this stuff. I have a regular phone and I get alerts from time to time.
You get a text message, yeah.
Yeah, right, a text message about, you know, as to what's going on.
By the way, it's Epay. Fencing.
Epay fencing. Okay.
And it's more of a, there are three kinds of fencing, apparently. There's the foil, which we're all, you know, the little thin one.
Yeah.
With the round tip on the end.
Yes.
And then there's epay, which is more like a saber, a shorter, stiffer, with a V shape.
Yeah.
And then there's saber fencing.
Huh. That's the term saber rattling.
Yes.
I believe. That's the bigger,
yeah, the
like Nike
rattling.
Looking thing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So some women actually are quite good at this.
Oh, yeah.
Taking on this thing, yeah. Okay, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, so she's in, she's trending on Yahoo. What's going on with her?
She got married.
Okay, good.
Private home at Big Sur, California.
Yeah, she's the number one trending topic on Yahoo right now.
There you go. And number two, Richie, is Nick Jonas, who may land the Idol gig. American Idol judge. That's trending.
That'd be a good call for them.
Yep.
She married a guy. Natalie Portman marries a guy with the last name Millipede.
Millipede.
Millipide.
Millipide.
Either way.
Yeah. Got married in a traditional sort of Jewish ceremony.
He's a dancer.
A chuppa. Is he?
Yeah.
They met on the set of The Black Swan. And she was a wasn't she a ballerina? Wasn't that the story of The Black Swan?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. A couple of bad boy items here.
He was the choreographer.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin, vehemently denying a National Enquirer story. Actor is a heroin addict and has 6 months to live.
Oh.
Tabloid is not backing down when challenged by the folks who represent Macaulay Culkin. Should his reps, the Enquirer... did a pretty good story, like it or not. They are much more legit than they used to be. And they had it right with Whitney Houston first. They had her dead. And they had a picture of her, I think, in a bathtub, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Colin Calkin was at Natalie Portman's wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to wonder about that. John Travolta denies he sexually assaulted anybody.
Good luck with that one, John.
Yeah, nice. You know, while you were gone, Richie, Jimmy Fallon reportedly was in the running to host the Oscars.
It'd be good.
There's a story, I think, last Friday in the L.A. Times.
Yeah.
That he'd been approached about hosting with Lorne Michaels acting as producer, but he can't do it because ABC won't let him.
Oh, why wouldn't they let him?
I don't know. Why wouldn't
they let him get that exposure?
Right, so Fallon is on what network? ABC. Where are the Oscars? I thought those were on ABC.
Yeah.
I don't get that at all. Anybody know anything more about that? 800-510-8255. George Clooney has a 2008 Tesla Roadster. Isn't that a, what's a Tesla? That's a
Lamborghini-ish.
Really?
Light.
Yeah. All right.
Lamborghini light.
So he's auctioning the car off with proceeds going to the Satellite Sentinel Project, which is a group that George Clooney co-founded to monitor the borders of the Sudan.
Jimmy Fallon's on NBC, by the way.
NBC.
Yeah.
So he's on, okay, he's, there's Kimmel who's on ABC.
Yes.
Right. I think Kimmel is more funny than...
Kimmel's hysterical.
Fallon, why don't they just give it to Jimmy Kimmel?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Anybody got thoughts on that? All right, so anyway, this car, by the way, the Tesla that George Clooney had, was electric-powered.
Oh, and yeah.
It's
yeah,
valued, yeah, yeah, yeah. It should be at this point, yeah. It should be worth about $125,000.
Wow.
So what do they cost new 2008, 5 years old?
Will
be when they sell it?
I don't know.
Well, you're in the car business, you don't
big
know.
Money.
Never sold those at
never
the auction?
Never bought a Tesla. Never bought a Tesla. My whole career in the car business, never bought a Tesla.
Right, that's it.
A couple of Lamborghinis, but never a Tesla.
Really?
Yeah.
You get good deals on them?
I bought a right-hand drive Lamborghini.
Yeah.
A British Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing, a fast car. Yeah. But I couldn't shift. Well, because I was having to shift with my left hand and drive on the right.
Yeah. All right, so listen.
But a cool car.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Comments on what's going on in the news. What's the big story as far as you're concerned? See, we've taken care of the shooting, the Olympics, and points in between as we continue with a focus on what's going on, what's important in your life. Here's something that's very important to everybody. Affordable healthcare, something we've been talking about now for, what, 4 years, 8 years, 10 years? I don't know. The discussion has been, when Mrs. Clinton was around the first year of the Clinton administration, remember, they did that whole healthcare thing trying to fix the problem? I can fix the problem, or I can direct you, actually, more precisely, I can direct you to a way to fix the problem. It is no surprise, the old expression, you are what you eat. Perhaps the expression better put, Richie, would be you are what you put in your body. And if you eat bad food, you'll be subjecting your body to all kinds of diseases. If you eat good things or ingest good things, like the 90 essential nutrients that are mandatory for you to have a healthy life, they're called the Healthy Smart Pack when included in your diet. You get them by going to DougStephanTeam.com. They're from Youngevity. I've teamed up with Youngevity to promote these products and to help promote people selling these products with their own home-based businesses. After you get involved in various things like this Healthy Smart Pack has the ingredients and sort of some of the other specific things that are available, you click on to the logo, DougStephanTeam.com at DougStephan.com, and you'll see the story of Youngevity, doctor-tested, doctor-recommended products, anti-aging products that will turn back the hands of time. They will work on your body and others as well. You got high blood pressure? Take this stuff. You don't want to be on prescription drugs. There are plenty of things that you can eat that will deal with the high blood pressure. Same is true with joints aching. Oh, my God, the things that people go through. You have these folks with hip operations and knee operations all the time. If you're ingesting the proper stuff, you don't need any of this. So why don't you just find out for yourself? Listeners around the country, just like you, are doing well with Youngevity as they get started. Call 855-309-TEAM and join that work-from-home growth business opportunity. Youngevity, all the products, keep yourself healthy, number one, and then help other people bring themselves around to help. 855-309-8326 or go online to DougStephanTeam.com.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information,
www.visitcos.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Hello. We're discussing the top topics of the day here. Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen. Jennifer's off today. Back tomorrow. The poll today, Richie, at DougSteffen.com. Which did you find more exciting this weekend? The Olympics and how we're doing, or the landing of the Mars rover? I will tell you the Mars rover by far makes it with me. The various choices here, the Olympics, the Mars rover, both exciting. I don't care about either one of them. For those of you who are interested in space and exploration, this is really an amazing feat when you think about Mars, where it is, how hard it is to track these things. That is, to come up with a trajectory and then program a computer inside a rocket ship that's going to take it's a vehicle the size of a Mini Cooper and about that heavy, and land this thing on the dot, on the dime, on Mars.
At the bottom of a mountain.
Yeah.
So that they could go up because they believed that there's water there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And they say this thing, I was listening to somebody talk about it earlier, they say that this thing was scheduled to be there for a few months, but the first Mars rover has been there for years and still doing work.
Yeah, still
sending
back
signals. They think this thing will be there for years doing work. And the neat thing about this one is this is the first time they've really been able to measure the radiation, not only on the surface of Mars, but on the trip to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
It's been able to calculate the radiation to see whether humans can go there or not.
Mm-hmm. This is while you were sleeping, for most of you, I'm guessing.
The rover, 1:30 in the morning,
is called Curiosity. I got there about a little less than 5 hours ago, and immediately, already, has sent back some astounding images of the Martian surface. And what people are joking about is there's no tape delay that the Olympics, you can actually watch this thing. If you go to the NASA.gov channel, NASA.gov channel, you can see the images that are coming back, and they are amazing, just amazing, and something that we can be proud of, as much as I'm not happy that all these budget cuts, when we waste so much money in this country, we're not supporting the space program as much as we ought to, but this is very cool. So that Mars rover is there sending back pictures. Interesting, as we think about politics and where money is coming from, I looked at the Missouri Senate race, and I guess there's a primary tomorrow. Claire McCaskill is in trouble. Three Republican candidates think they can beat her. But the money that's coming in from out of state, $15 million just in the past week alone to influence the outcome of that race. That's just bad. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
I have bought.
bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Moving on now with our focus during this part of this hour on technology, trying to bring you into what's basically considered a way to make your life better. Technology oftentimes is confused with better living. And, you know, for the most part, that's been the case. Look at the toaster. Look at the stuff. I mean, look at a lot of things that are basic technology. The clock has made us better at a lot of things. The technology, we have to put this radio program together so you can get it every day in your ear, not just when we do it live, but you can get it anytime you want to, downloading it at DougStephan.com. Several different ways of doing that. You can hear us on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. There are downloaded apps that are available. I mean, this sort of technology helps to get the message out for those of us who do these sorts of radio, well, heretofore radio programs. And then there's the updating on radio and television of the London Olympics, some of the things that are happening there because of technology. You can see them and sense them as they're going on. Shelley Palmer is our reporter when it comes to the basics of technology. And he's got something here that's pretty interesting as we all think about how much has been said during the current Olympics about social media and how it is, first of all, related to television. The number of people who are watching now versus when you maybe delay the broadcast, or maybe you're watching and getting updates on your iPad. Or how many different ways are there of getting this info? Shelley explains in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on autotrader.com. And a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, much has been said during the 2012 London Olympics about social media and its relationship to television viewership. Obviously, the Olympics is a huge topic of conversation in social media, and NBC viewership of the Games has been at an all-time high. Many have tried to draw a conclusion between the two, concluding that lots of social media activity must equal lots of television viewers. My take on it is a little different. I don't think the two have a whole lot to do with each other at all. Like all content, Olympic competitions are story-driven, and this time around there have been some extraordinary narratives, especially in the popular sports like gymnastics and swimming. People will gather around good stories. That's it. Why are NBC's ratings setting records? That's easy, too. There's nothing else to watch on television. NBC's doing a pretty good job with its primetime coverage, and every other network is airing reruns. You can read more about it in my recent blog post at ShellyPalmer.com. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
You'll go.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
All right, so Richie,
yeah.
Google, while you were gone, bought Wildfire.
And what does Wildfire do?
Wildfire is a company that specializes in social media marketing. They see this as the latest step by Google, people who do writing on this sort of thing. They are ramping up their efforts to compete with Facebook for advertising dollars and for attention. And while you were gone, the value of Facebook stock fell to about $20 from its high when it went out. Wasn't it 34 something or other when it first opened?
Yeah.
And there was a headline, how much money Zuckerberg had lost as a result of the devaluation.
Well, he cashed out. I mean,
he cashed out. But the remaining stock he has is still $11 billion. That sounds like a tough way to go, isn't it?
I will tell you, for the 15 days I was gone, the day I left, I checked out of Facebook, and I've just recently, in the past few hours, checked back in. I took me a little break,
Yeah. What'd you miss?
I'm sure I missed something, but you know what? Every now and then, you just got to check out for a few minutes. And the other technical thing that was really cool while I was gone is Magic Jack. You know, the
that's a great
service,
tool.
They now have an iPhone app.
Yeah.
So I was able to download the app on my phone and have a local Virginia phone number so that people could call me when I was close to my Wi-Fi connection.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Yeah, and it worked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it worked great.
Yeah. So that is part of this. We keep talking about how wonderful technology is. That really is a great, I think, harbinger, is that the right word?
Uh-huh.
Indicator.
That was very
of
cool.
Where the good stuff is. Yep, right. This is the good stuff. Top topics of the day in this hour of Good Day. 59 past the hour now.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.